The weapons of our
Radio.
For they are mighty, for they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty, for they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. For they are mighty. For they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. Tears are flowing like a river, now that come, Father has come. He abides with me, peace he gives to me, and a belongs it to Rome. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, rest assured and see my soul. On the stormy sea, peace he speaks to me, and a belongs it to Rome. Tears are flowing like a river, now that comforter has come. He abides with me, gives it victory, and belongs it to Rome. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, rest assured and see my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me, and belongs it to Rome. Tears are flowing like a river, now thy comforter has come. He abides with me, gives me victory, and I belong to Rome. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, rest assured and in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks to me, and I belong to Rome. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, rest assured and see my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks to me, and I belong to Rome. Tears are flowing like a river, now thy comforter has come. He abides with me, gives me victory, and I belong to Rome. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks to me, and the billows seek to roll. Tears are flowing like a river, now the comforter has come. He abides with me, this is he to me, and the billows seek to roll. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks to me, and the billows seek to roll. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks to me, and the billows seek to roll. Blessed quietness, holy quietness, rest assurance in my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks to me, and the billows seek to roll. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness, steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our miracles radio and television ministry, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. I'm glad to share with you today on the topic, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. There is spiritual warfare going on, and it started all the way back in creation, before creation in heaven. In Revelation chapter 12, it said there was war in heaven. There was war in heaven in Revelation chapter 12. And the archangel Michael had to send Satan packing out of the kingdom of God. And Lucifer fell into this earth. And from then it has been warfare right here on earth. But in this warfare, God has also made a way of victory for us. And we can live victoriously and triumphantly today. Because of Jesus, Jesus gave us victory over Satan. Luke 10:19, Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power and authority over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Luke 10:19. Jesus has already given us power over all the power of the enemy. All the power of Satan and all his demons, Jesus gave us power over the devil, and nothing can by any means hurt us. I'm reading as our text today, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm reading from verse number 3. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Spiritual warfare, how we can have victory in spiritual warfare. The war we are fighting as Christians is not a physical one. It's a spiritual one whereby we attack Satan and his demons. We attack principalities and powers and spiritual wicked high places. In Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 11 to the end, the Apostle Paul made it clear that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, forces of evil that are working and operating against the Christian, trying to frustrate you, trying to pull you down, trying to stop you. But I got good news for you. Jesus gave us the victory. When he triumphed over Satan, he paralyzed the works of the devil and he gave us victory on the cross of Calvary. And so today we live in victory. We celebrate the victory of Jesus. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. It says, faith is the victory that overcometh the whole world. By faith in Christ, by faith in the name of Jesus, we overcome Satan and all his demons and all the principalities and powers and spiritual wicked high places. Jesus has given us power and authority to rule and reign supreme here on earth. He has given us victory over all our enemies. We're talking about the weapons of the believer now, because with the weapons you go to war, spiritual warfare. What are the weapons of the believer? In spiritual warfare, what are the weapons of the believer? The first weapon is one, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the name that is above every other name. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10, what God made it clear, say God has given him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Of things in heaven, things on earth, and things beneath the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The name of Jesus is a powerful weapon of the believer. When you mention that name, Satan and his demons tremble, because that name is higher than every other name. Jesus conquered Satan on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago. He triumphed over principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. Through him were all things made, and there was nothing made without Christ. So the ultimate power of God is Jesus Christ. He is the power of God. Mark chapter 16, from verse 15 to the end, Jesus said, go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. In my name ye shall cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, we cast out devils, we cast out sickness, we cast out demons, evil spirits, we cast out the powers of darkness, the forces of evil that are working against the believer. The name of Jesus. In Proverbs 18 verse 10, says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runneth into it and they are saved. The name of Jesus. It's a strong tower. You run into that name and you are saved. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, Romans 10, 13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon Jesus shall be saved. When you call upon him in the days of trouble, he says, call upon me in the days of trouble and I will deliver you. Psalm 50, verse 15. Psalm 50, verse 15, they call upon him in the days of trouble, for he will deliver you, and you shall glorify him. Who else will you call upon? Where will you run to if you will not run to the Lord Jesus? In these days in which we are, when no one is sure of what is happening, all around us we have all kind of stuff going on, economic recession, you have earthquakes and thunderstorms and all kind of calamities and all kind of strange and traumatic experiences that are going on. But thank God for Jesus. He's the rock of all ages. He's the rock that never rules. He's the rock of ages. We need to depend on him and trust in him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. The second weapon of the believer is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is mentioned in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 to 12. They overcame the devil by the blood. They overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For you to overcome Satan, you have to plead the blood. You have to use the blood of Jesus. They overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. When you plead the blood of Jesus, principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness, there's nothing they can do about it. That blood overcomes them. That blood overpowers them. It's a superior blood. It's a blood that has power. Won't you be free from the captive of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. As for the cleansing at Calvary tree, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus carries healing power, saving power, deliverance power. The blood that saves, the blood that cleanses from all unrighteousness. Remember in Exodus chapter 12, verse 12, the blood was upon the lintels and the doorposts of the Israelites, symbolizing the blood of Jesus. And when the spirit of death was coming, he saw the blood and passed over them. That blood is still working today. The blood of Jesus covers us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus is our protection. We are hiding in the blood. That blood covers us day and night from all principalities and powers. The enemies will see us and pass over us because the blood speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The third weapon of the believer is the word of God. In Matthew chapter 4 from verse 1 to 10, you see Jesus facing temptation. The devil came and began to tempt Jesus. The devil was telling Jesus to turn the stone to bread. The devil told Jesus to come down, jump down from the pinnacle. The devil told Jesus to bow down and worship him. And in all his temptation, Jesus pulled the word of God and struck the devil. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. It is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. The word of God is our weapon. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, the word is quick and sharp. It cuts the devil. It cuts. When you take that word and speak it, it becomes rhema. And that rhema is the sword of the Spirit that is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6. The word of God is the sword of the Spirit, and it cuts even to the bone and to the marrow. So when Jesus pulled the word of God and hit the devil, it was a sword, and it cut the devil. The Bible says the devil ran away, and angels came and ministered unto the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God as a weapon of the believer. The word of God as a weapon of the believer. Another weapon of the believer is prayers. A prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. In Ephesians chapter 6, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. We got to pray every day and pray every night and pray every time. When you pray, you are overcome. When you pray, you have superiority. When you pray, you are calling on God to do things. And when God is doing things, then you are at peace. Prayer is a powerful weapon of the believer. Are you a praying Christian or a prayerless Christian? The fifth weapon of the believer is praise and worship. Praise and worship are powerful weapons because when you praise God, God will be doing things. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, the Apostle Paul and Silas, they began to praise God in a Philippian jail. And as they were praising God, the power of God hid the prison yard, and they were set loose and set free. The chains and the fetters on them were loosed by the power of God as a result of the praise and worship. There is something about praise and worship, beloved. I got good news to you. When you praise God, the devil runs away. When you praise God, the power of God comes in. When you praise God, the power of God takes care of things and God begins to do things on your behalf. You remember the story of 2 Chronicles 20 verse 15 to the end. King Jehoshaphat was a king who loved to serve God, and five hidden nations came against him in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 15 to the end. When they came against him, five nations, and they were ready to destroy him, Jehoshaphat went into the house of God and began to pray. And as he was praying, God took over the battle, and the Spirit of God spoke, "It's not your battle, it is God's battle. All you need to do is stand still," and began to praise God. And as they began to praise God, the enemy started fighting themselves. As Jehoshaphat and his group began to praise God, the enemies began to fight themselves. May that be your portion today. In the name of Jesus, there is something about praise and worship. When you praise and worship God, the demons can't stay. When you praise and worship God, the Holy Spirit takes control. When you praise and worship God, Jesus comes down, and the devil has no place. These are the weapons of the believer. Last but not the least is speaking in tongues. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, from verse 1 to 4, the Apostle Paul made it clear, "Say, he that prayeth in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God." He that prayeth in an unknown tongue. When you pray in an unknown tongue, you are speaking unto God, not unto men. And that confuses the devil. There's a song we used to sing. "We speak in tongues, Satan is confused. Forever and ever, amen, amen, amen. We bind the devil, losing God's power in this place. We speak in tongues, Satan is confused. Deliverance must follow, amen." When you speak in tongues, Satan is confused. When you speak in other tongues, the devil cannot understand, and he runs away. See, that speaking in an unknown tongue, speaking not unto men, but unto God. When you speak in tongues, you are speaking the language of the Holy Spirit. You are no longer speaking unto men, but unto God. And God takes absolute control and begins to fight your battle for you. Today, you can pray in the tongues. In the language of the Holy Spirit is the powerful weapon of the believer. When you pray in the language of the Holy Spirit, the devil cannot withstand that language. That language confuses him and all his cohorts, and that gives you victory. Have you been praying in tongues? That's a great question for you. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Because when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, that's when you speak in tongues. A lot of Christians haven't received the Holy Spirit. Today, you need to call on God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost today in your Christian life. I say, "Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Say, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." When you receive the Holy Ghost, you have received the power of God. You speak in tongues and Satan is confused. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Today, you need to ask for the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled with the Spirit, with the power of God, with the anointing, with the presence of God, with the glory of God. The Holy Ghost gives us power over Satan, over the principalities and powers. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Because that is the way for you to be able to speak in tongues, to speak in an unknown tongue. And when you speak in an unknown tongue, the devil and his kingdom, they are confused. The weapons of the believer. Are you ready for this warfare that we are going through? Jesus has given us victory, but you got to stand your ground and declare with the word of God. You got to stand your ground and plead the blood of Jesus. You got to stand your ground and call the name of Jesus. At the mention of thy name, every knee must bow. At the mention of thy name, every tongue confess Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember to mention that name. Remember to call that name, the name that is above every other name. When you are in danger, call the name Jesus. When you are in trouble, call the name Jesus. When you don't know what to do, call the name Jesus. When you are confused and you don't know what is coming ahead of you, call the name of Jesus. And when you call the name of Jesus, it's a name that is above every other name. That at that name, every knee must bow. Of things in heaven, things on earth, and things beneath the earth. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. I know God has blessed you with that message, spiritual warfare. You need to know how to fight in the spirit, to war in the spirit in prayer. A praying Christian is a powerful Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. How is your prayer life today? Some of you pray just 2 minutes. You pray just 10 minutes. Jesus asked his disciples, say, could you not pray with me 1 hour? Oh, yes, at the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was to head for the cross, for Golgotha Hill, for crucifixion, he faced the temptation. And he asked the disciples, he said, could you not pray with me just 1 hour? You should be able to pray and pray for several hours. Non-stop, you can pray whole day, whole night. Oh, yes, prayer is the Christian bread with which we live all day. A praying Christian is a powerful Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. May God heal your prayer life today in the name of Jesus. May he restore you to a praying Christian so that you can have power over all the powers of darkness. In Jesus' name, I pray for everyone who have had it, that God will empower you to win victorious over the powers of darkness, the spiritual warfare. May God give you victory over the forces of evil. In Jesus' name, amen. Feel free to email us today, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can call us on the phone, 240-552-5899. Yeah, 240-552-5899. Also, you can visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.net, ourmiraclestv.net. We invite you to watch it with us Saturday evening, 7 p.m., Sunday, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. I tell you, God is doing new things. People are getting blessed every day in our services. Testimonies abound, healing, miracles, signs, and wonders. God is doing wonderful things. Also, on Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., we have World Explosion and Miracle Services. Come and enjoy this meeting. Come with your friends and family, and you'll never be the same again. Please forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers. Email them this link. that Jesus gave us victory in spiritual warfare. Jesus loves you, we love you, and Felicia and I will say God bless you and give you victory in Jesus' name. We also invite you to attend our birthday ceremony, birthday party and ceremony on 30th of October 2011, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here at Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Come with your friends and family. It's going to be a good time of praise and worship testimonies. Men and women of God are going to be sharing and ministering. So much praise and worship and so much anointed word. We want you to be a part of this. May God bless you. Jesus loves you. We all love you too. We pray for you daily. Please forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers. Email them this link. Email them this message and let it bless their lives. In Jesus' name. Jesus loves you. We love you too. Amen.